Hola, buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Jennifer, estoy llamando de parte de Opinion Research en nombre de nuestro cliente, una empresa nacional de investigaciones de opinión pública. Me gustaría hacerle algunas preguntas sobre los problemas que enfrenta nuestra nación, el Estado y las comunidades locales. Yo no estoy vendiendo nada y tampoco estamos pidiendo donaciones. Estoy hablando con Rogelio.
Sí. ¿Puedes hacer la encuesta en inglés?
Yes, we can continue in English. That will be fine.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Okay, just to confirm, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1960.
You said 1950?
No, 1960.
60, okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for President, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Certain, okay.
Certain.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
What's important is probably democracy right now.
I'm sorry?
Democracy?
Democracy, okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
Democrat
Joe Biden, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden.
100%.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
0.
I appreciate it. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Ruben Gallego or a Republican Carrie Lake?
Ruben Gallego.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden, you trust somewhat more or much more?
Joe Biden, much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. First statement says, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you agree or disagree to that statement?
I would agree.
A strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yes, of course. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Moving on, I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. First statement, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farmers workers. Thank you.
Strongly.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented foreign workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely?
More likely. More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat
much
more?
Much more. Or most. The most.
The most. Okay. Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Most.
Much more likely?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yes, they are, most.
They're much more likely. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Most.
Much more likely,
most
okay.
Most likely.
I'm sorry, somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I thought you already asked that question, but it's most likely that...
Much more likely. It's very similar
yeah.
to the previous one. But it just got some words a little bit different. All right.
Okay.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
Much more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Most likely.
Much more likely. Thank you so much. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. We are almost done here. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. How concerned do you feel regarding that?
Am I concerned that he has not?
That he has failed to deliver.
No, I think he's delivered. Totally okay. The opposite.
All right, so not at all concerned, would you say?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Even though I feel the Congress, you know, has blocked him, but yeah, he hasn't done anything bad.
All right. Okay. We can go with not at all concerned. The next one says, Donald Trump and Republicans believe cows on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration program or immigration system. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? A little concerned or not?
Am I concerned about the immigration situation? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. The question says, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, do I feel that they, do I approve they're doing? Do I approve what they did?
Well, basically, it's just asking if you feel concerned regarding that.
Yes, I do.
Okay, very concerned. Okay. The next one says Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to stir and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Do that make you feel concerned?
Can you repeat it again, please?
Yes.
Quiet.
Of course, Donald Trump. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
I'm very concerned about that.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always failed to deliver once they have won.
I think it's the Congress that's the problem, not Joe Biden. I would say that, you know, it's not his fault. So I don't know how to answer that question.
In that case, you can choose from very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Well, I'm concerned because of the fact that it's all his plans are blocked.
All right. In that case, you would say you are very concerned or somewhat concerned.
Yes, very concerned.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near to the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
I'm concerned about the camps. Yes, I'm very concerned.
All right. Would that be very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Well, I'm very concerned.
Thank you.
Of the internment camps? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. I am going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. All right, so the first approach that I have is Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. do we approach Joe Biden? Okay. Would you say Joe Biden somewhat closer or much closer to your point of view?
I'm definitely much I'm much in lieu of his approach.
Okay.
Much more.
Thank you. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is his or in this country without papers?
Do I know? Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship to them? Is it just a friend, a coworker, family member, or acquaintance?
It's a friend.
It's a friend. Okay. Thank you. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get news and information? OAN or Newsmax, Facebook, Fox News channel or website, Instagram, MSNBC or CNN or other major news network or channels or website?
Well, I don't have cable, so I focus more on the internet and local news.
Okay, you said local news, okay. I also have WhatsApp, TikTok, YouTube, with Univision.
TikTok I don't really look for it for political things, but I usually, maybe your main, TV channels, main TV channels like ABC, NBC, CBS, that type of thing.
Okay, got you. Thank you so much. Alrighty. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My family is from Mexico.
Mexico, okay. Thank you. Where were you born? Were you born on the United States mainland or the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country.
Would that be Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more
Spanish
English.
Spanish and English.
Okay. Spanish and English equally?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or no strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Okay.
I'm sorry, what is the last year of school that you have completed?
College.
Would that be from college? Bachelor degree, okay.
Huh?
You say you have a bachelor degree?
Yeah, a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
My relation to what?
Religion.
Oh, my religion? Catholic?
Yes. Thank you. All right. And finally, strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Roger.
Will that be same as Rogelio?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in this research study are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that you may be contact, that we may contact you in the future?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for taking my call today. This is all I have, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Thank you.
Kimmy, come here, Mama. Kimmy.